Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
1 week remaining for candidates to file for August primary election. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. With just 1 week left to file for the August primary election, only a few candidates have officially come forward. For the county commission, there are two seats up for election. So far, Commissioner Bob Jordan and Jerry Means are the only applicants, according to the elections coordinator, Michelle Liker. In the city council races, Jack Clary has filed to represent Ward 2, challenging incumbent Councilman Billy Montgomery. Councilman Nathan McLeland is the sole candidate for Ward 3, while no applications have been received for Ward 1 yet. Regarding state races, Senator Troy McEwen of Gillette has filed for re-election along with Representatives Abby Angelos, Ruben Tarver, Ken Clouston, and Chris Knapp. The only contested representative race so far is in District 32, where George Dunlap is challenging incumbent Ken Clouston. The filing period ends at 5 p.m. on May 31st. Candidates for the county commission must file with the county elections office. City council candidates need to file with the city clerk's office. Those running for the state legislature must file with the Secretary of State's office. If you wish to file for a precinct person position, you must file at the county elections office as well. Beartooth Highway and Yellowstone routes remain closed due to snow. Plans to open the Beartooth Highway for Memorial Day weekend have been thwarted by severe weather, as announced by the Montana Department of Transportation and the National Park Service. Heavy drifting snow has delayed the scheduled opening of the highway, originally set for this morning. Cowboy State Daily reported a winter storm warning issued by the National Weather Service by the Absaroka and Beartooth Mountains predicts up to 2 feet of snow and wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour. The Beartooth Highway, also known as U.S. Highway 212, is a key route connecting northern Wyoming and southern Montana to Yellowstone National Park. The Montana Department of Transportation and National Park Service have been working since mid-April to clear several feet of snow from the highway. Despite ongoing efforts, significant snowfall has made it unlikely that the highway will open as planned. MDOT spokesperson Charity Burns mentioned the possibility of partially opening the Montana side of the highway to Vista Point before the end of the weekend. However, the stretch between Vista Point and the Wyoming state line will likely remain closed. Yellowstone National Park confirmed that the Wyoming side of the Beartooth Highway will stay closed through the Memorial Day weekend due to hazardous conditions. Additional road closures within the park include Sullivan Pass, the South Entrance Road to Grant Village, and the Dunraven Pass. Elsewhere in Wyoming, the Medicine Bow Highway managed to open without issue, while U.S. 14A in the Bighorn Mountains reported wet and slick conditions. Interstate 25 faced closures for high-profile vehicles due to extreme blowover risks, and other high-elevation routes experienced significant snowfall and slick roads. Meteorologist Don Day predicted that Memorial Day weekend in Yellowstone would be not very tourist-friendly, with expectations of sun, rain, snow, and thunderstorms. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.